Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 9, In His Steps, the legacy lives on. I'm John Ed Matheson, and I'm glad to lead us in this time together. Our whole topic is about worship. Today's specific topic, revelation and response. Warren Wiersbe wrote, "Worship is a believer's response of all that they are, mind, emotions, will, and body, to what God is and says and does." Our text today is Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, 'Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then flew one of the seraphims to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.' And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here am I. Send me.'" Wow. Let's talk a little bit about that. Yesterday, we learned that genuine worship involves longing for God. Specifically, worship involves a desire to encounter God's presence so that you can get a glimpse of His power and glory. In today's scripture, we discover what happens when God shows up in His house of worship. Isaiah saw the Lord seated on a throne, and His robe filled the temple. Isaiah not only encountered the Lord, but he also witnessed 6 winged creatures known as seraphim worshiping the Lord. So, not only does Isaiah see the Lord, he also witnesses true worship. Nothing greater can happen in corporate worship than for us to encounter the Lord's presence while witnessing other believers worshiping His power and glory. Heartfelt worship should be our response to encountering God's presence. It starts with God revealing Himself. He initiates, and then we respond. Therefore, worship is a process of revelation and response. Is it possible that some of us don't worship God because we don't expect to encounter Him? Some of us come to God's house on Sunday, and all we notice is the pastor and worship leaders. We don't come looking for Jesus. So our only response as we're headed out the door for lunch is a trite phrase like, "Nice sermon, Pastor," or "That one song was pretty good." When we come to His house to worship, we should expect God to be there. We should not only expect Him, we should also anticipate Him. We need to come to church longing and looking for God. Notice what happens when God shows up in the temple. First of all, there was an experience of awe. You can't read Isaiah's experience in verses 1 through 4 without sensing his awe in God's presence. Now, I know that we should worship God consistently and not just on Sunday. We'll look at this truth on day 12. There's something special about coming together and worshiping God corporately in His sanctuary. God shows up in a special way on the Lord's day, and we should spiritually prepare ourselves for this encounter. Like Isaiah, are you experiencing a sense of awe when you encounter God's presence in worship? Or has church become so routine that you have lost your sense of wonder? True worship starts with a sense of awe. Next, worship will bring in an awareness of sin and a confession to God. When Isaiah saw the Lord, he said, "Woe is me, I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Verse 5. In Isaiah 5, 8 through 23, Isaiah has declared 6 times, "Woe" to others who had sinned against God. Yet when Isaiah sees the Lord, he says, "Woe is me." When you see the Lord in all His glory, you see yourself in all your sin. The closer you get to the holiness of God, the more you understand your impurity. True worship begins with a sense of awe of who God is. This awe leads to an acknowledgement of sin. Now, after confession, genuine worship leads to forgiveness and restoration. Isaiah 6, 6 and 7 shows a vivid picture of cleansing. "Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.'" Isaiah has his sins forgiven and his guilt taken away. When we confess our sins to God, He reveals more of His goodness and grace. Our confession leads to forgiveness and freedom, giving us more reasons to worship the Lord. And finally, when we worship the Lord, we leave that encounter with a renewed sense of His calling on our lives. Isaiah left the temple that day with these words, "Here I am, send me." Verse 8. When we have truly worshiped God, we emerge from the encounter with a renewed sense of relevant awe and joyful submission to God's authority to use us as He pleases. Now let's look at some questions and contemplate these. Answer them for yourself, and it'll help drive home the point of our lesson today. First question, in what ways do you see worship as a process of revelation and response? Describe a time, number 2, when you experienced the holiness of God so strongly that you confessed your sins before Him as Isaiah did. Number 3, how will you live daily with the attitude, "Here I am, send me"? And number 4, today's devotion began with a brief definition of worship by Warren Wiersbe. Read the following longer description of worship from Wiersbe and share your thoughts. Worship is a believer's response of all that there are, mind, emotions, will, and body, to what God is and says and does. This response has its mystical side in subjective experience and its practical side in objective obedience to God's revealed will. Worship is a loving response that's balanced by the fear of the Lord, and it is a deepening response as a believer comes to know God better. The result of worship is transformation. And let all the people say amen. Hey, let's pray. Father, worship is so vital and important, and it's sometimes so commonplace in my life and our lives. May we experience it as revelation and response as Isaiah did. And may worship be something that we can't miss and something that will ignite within us the fire of your Holy Spirit that will lead us to serve you. May worship be really real. In Jesus' name, amen.